This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my cricket coach, Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. Ashes. It's never too early to get ready for Ashes. Now, the rumor is, the gossip is, that the England team is bothered by its poor performance. The last five-day test against Australia. And they're preparing, but that Bazball, it has damaged their ability to play. It's distorted their game. Explain this to me, Jeremy.
This is interesting, John. This is very interesting because Bazball came about after the English team lost so badly to the Australian team in the Ashes series last year. And what Bazball is this very aggressive, very quick form of cricket where basically you try and overwhelm your competitor by hitting the ball harder, bowling faster. And instead of playing a strategic long game, you try and win the five-day series pretty much in the first day. So it takes a lot of energy and it's almost impossible to sustain for 5 days, but the shock and awe of it's supposed to work. But what has happened now is that county cricket in England, so this is basically a state-level cricket where the professional cricket players all play in the off-season and where new recruits all come through for the international sides. What they've noticed in county cricket, and when I say they, this is the conservative commentators, the old stalwarts of cricket have noticed, is that Bazball has crept into county cricket. So where you had these magnificent 1 to 2 day games, because county cricket plays slightly shorter overs and slightly shorter sets, where you've had strategic games in the past, suddenly these young guns are coming in, playing a Bazball style of cricket, getting out there, smashing the ball as hard as they can, bowling as hard as they can, getting in a really aggressive style of cricket. And these games are no longer much strategy. They're more so about whoever the stronger side is physically is the one that wins. And there's complaints now. They're saying that basically this just isn't cricket. This isn't the strategic game that we grew up with over decades and literally centuries. Bazball seems to have changed the face of county cricket and cricket overall in the UK. And the old stalwarts just don't like it. But the funny thing is, John, it's actually making it a faster, more enjoyable, in some respects, game to watch because you've suddenly got this very fast game. You've got this game where instead of watching for many overs, a player who's batting might just stand there and watch the ball come down to try and figure out what the bowler's doing, what the strategy is. They're now going for the ball almost every single time in some situations. So while it's caused some problems as far as, I guess you could say, the historic trend of how cricket's played, Bazball, it's just not the way they do cricket. It's almost generating new feeling within cricket that this is the way cricket's going. It's a much faster, much, I guess, harder and more aggressive game than we've ever seen. So I'm kind of on board with this, John. I think this new cricket that we're seeing, courtesy of Bazball and the English losing last time to Ashes, is probably a really good thing for the game.
They're trash talking you, Jeremy. I'm looking at a Fox coverage of Bazball being played in England, and there's a line on the screen, England confident of reclaiming the Ashes. That's the sort of thing you clip out and put in the locker room, Jeremy. They're taunting.
And that's right, John. And the interesting thing is that they're trash-talking us because they know that Bazball has a very big psychological component about it. Because the thing is, if you're going against a cricket team that's going to launch Bazball on you, you don't know how aggressive it's going to be. You don't know what tactics exactly they're going to use because you can't look back in decades of strategic game playing to find out what they're going to do. But you can be assured that it's going to be hard and fast. But honestly, John, I don't know if you remember that shortly after Bazball made its first appearance, the Australian team basically adopted it as well. So, and then the Indian team and then the South African team. So what's going to happen, I think, in this next Ashes series, hopefully anyway, is that we'll have two teams, the English and the Australian side, both employing Bazball tactics. And it'll be different variations. The Australian team's almost certainly working on their own variants of Bazball. The English side is probably shining and polishing off the old strategy of Bazball and making it much more dynamic. And we're going to have a really strong competition that I think is going to have a few surprises in so far as we don't know who's probably going to win this. As much as I'd love to say the Australian side is still going to beat the English, the English have really soul-searched over the last 14 months, and they genuinely have a side that I think is going to be really strong for Australia. But that's forced Australia to do the same. So, John, hey, Bazball versus Bazball. I think we've got it.
I know, but the England team is talking as if it's already won. That's not a good direction, Jeremy. Bazball is about aggression. It's not about assuming you can beat somebody on a given day. But that's baseball talk. I've got to learn from Jeremy. Strategy is everything in test cricket. Bazball is for the flashy side of winning games. However, Ashes is not till 24, right, Jeremy? I had that right. It's not in 23.
That's exactly right. In fact, we're still about 10 months away. So it starts in the very beginning of January. Sometimes they may play a game at the end of December. We'll wait and see the schedule, but it's more likely to be round about the 1st of January, 2024.
Nothing could be more important to look forward to than Ashes. Now that I've learned about it, it's exciting. Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales, my cricket coach. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.